Last week, my Advent Christmas journey took me on a 5-day trip to New York City with two married couples who are friends of mine. The first stop on our journey, we toured the new Museum of Broadway. The museum is an interactive experience that highlights groundbreaking moments in Broadway's historical journey, the moments that push creative boundaries, challenge social norms, and pave the way for those who would follow. Then we experienced the brightly lit Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center, the lavish decorations in Macy's in Midtown Manhattan, the pageantry of the Rockettes, the drama of Broadway, and reliving the 9/11 experience at the Memorial and Museum. And finally, Mass on the Immaculate Conception at St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's when I began thinking, what is Christmas? What is this season in which we find ourselves surrounded by all this glimmer and glistening and hustle and bustle? I might suggest that Christmas is a journey into mystery, into the mystery of God. The reckless love of God, the vulnerable love, the spiritual reality of Emmanuel, God with us. What is it within us that hopes to make this journey, that longs to make this journey into mystery, into God? The journey motif is abounding in literature. Whether it is John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath, or J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, or even a Broadway play, journeys make great stories, plays, and musicals. And throughout the history of the human family, human beings have traveled many spiritual highways. However, the faith of Israel insists that only one ultimate reality exists. That ultimate reality we give many names. In English, we have come to name this ultimate reality God. Today, the prophet Isaiah tells us that on this holy highway, God will bring God's people to God's city in the fullness of God's kingdom. Isaiah saw 700 years before our Lord's life what others could not see. He saw the desert looking like a garden. He saw the coming of God in might to a weak, needy humanity. Isaiah sees all humanity making this journey into God, traveling this holy highway. And the dream of this prophet is now 2,800 years old, but the dream lives. On this holy highway, this God highway, we meet the one Isaiah prophesied, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Mary, carpenter and teacher and wonder worker. He is Son of God, Savior, Redeemer. And so I say it again that Christmas is a journey into God. And one way we make this journey into God and travel this holy highway is to honor Christ at the very center of our lives. We hear so often the slogan, "We must keep Christ in Christmas." I must say that I was delightfully pleased to see in the midst of the most secular of cities, in the middle of the Rockettes' performance, a nativity presentation with the shepherds and the three kings. We must honor Christ at the center of our lives and especially as we do this holy season. But we must also be on the lookout for Christ Jesus in people, rather than looking at people and ignoring Jesus. Even the most callous, the most angry, hurtful people have something inside them that needs to be loved into life. Like Jay, the homeless, toothless man I met in Manhattan on the streets. He was living on the streets of Times Square. I had a 10-minute conversation with Jay, difficult to understand because of having very few teeth. He said to me that his son was Al Pacino, and he claimed to build this city on rock and roll. Well, no matter how dirty and shabby a person like Jay we may feel about another's life, they always have something worthwhile to be saved. And so we look for Jesus in people. We honor Christ. That is the holy highway worth traveling. And as we journey, we listen for God's presence around us. John the Baptist had heard what Jesus was doing. The stories were all true. But it was not what John wanted to hear. Did he want to hear that Jesus was amassing an army? That he was preparing to attack the Romans? That the kingdom of God would come with great power and glory? John voices a very honest question. Are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another? Our journey into the mystery of God sometimes travels on the highway of doubt. We doubt ourselves. We doubt our abilities. But the worst case scenario is when we no longer trust our belief and our value system. We no longer trust the love and the truth of God. We think our questions are a sign of faithlessness or weakness. The message that Jesus sent back to John the Baptist confirmed John in his love and offered him the truth that the way to deep faith so often goes through deep doubt. The birth of Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, is deeply mysterious. And so we bring our doubts and honest questions to prayer and dive further into the greatest mystery of our faith. So what are the questions and doubts that you're carrying with you along this Advent journey? As we travel this holy highway, we give to others beyond what we think we can give. Macy's Christmas theme is give love. And what better way to give love than to do the works of Christ by helping others? So what gifts of prayer and worship, service and generosity, and yes, the precious gift of reconciliation will you offer in these last weeks of Advent? We are to be a blessing and a healing to those in need. In a world full of violence and poverty, of economic and sectarian divisions, we can be Emmanuel, God already present in our world. So what is Christmas? It's a journey into God, who comes among us in the ultimate vulnerability of Jesus Christ the Lord. So let us rejoice, for Christmas is near.